Rick O'Shea from 2FM, here speaking about social media. You seem to be one of the groundbreakers on it.
I got roped into it accidentally early. It's weird, I got referred to as an early adopter downstairs. I suppose that's the term. I just got roped into it early by friends who were involved in it, people who thought it was a good idea at the time. And this is, you know, when Bebo was something no one had ever heard of before. Yeah, and, you know, I got roped into a lot of it quite early, and I was willing to try new stuff a lot of the time. I started doing Twitter for my radio show in March 2008, and there was that conversation at the time with the people I worked for going, why would you want to do something like that? That's never going to catch on. You're never going to be able to use that for a radio show.
Which is most successful for you, Facebook, Twitter? Not Bebo, obviously.
Do you know what? The interaction mostly happens through Twitter. The Facebook page is great, and it's very good for certain things. But in terms of having an on-off conversation during the day while I'm in work, and particularly during the radio show and getting good content out of it, Twitter is pretty much the most useful tool, yeah.
How important is it for people to be active on Twitter and Facebook and social media in radio?
I think if you are a presenter or you have a show, it's essential. I think you can choose not to, but I think you're closing off both a way of promoting your show to a lot of people who might not otherwise hear it, and a way of getting a lot of good content back in return, and kind of creating, you know, those things they always say that are good for radio shows: community and a sense of you know, family or inclusivity. It's a good way of creating those things. You can choose not to, but I think these days it's essential.
Is it decreasing the use of phone calls on the air and things like that? Has it changed your show?
Yeah, entirely. I mean, in the last 4 years, 5 years, the amount of calls, certainly to our radio station, has decreased dramatically. The amount of texts even we're getting is decreasing month on month on month, whilst the amount of social media interaction we're getting with people is increasing month on month on month. So, yeah, it's definitely changed the game in terms of the way people want to communicate with radio stations.
Okay, I just want to ask you some quick questions, yes or no answers.
Okay.
Cat pictures on Facebook, good idea?
Yeah, not really.
Pictures of your dinner?
Not for me. That's a no.
And overly sharing selfies?
No, I try to avoid that wherever humanly possible, unless you're with somebody really famous.
Rick O'Shea, thank you.
My pleasure.